I would like to go to some dick right now.
You know what? You're a straight female. You can go do Thunder from Down Under. You're not welcome with the rest of us.
I don't want to go to Thunder from Down Under. Those guys are like roided out and their balls are probably shriveled.
Can I tell you an embarrassing story about Chippendales?
Yeah. Oh my God, Chippendales. You know what? For reals, I imagine Big Fatty in his early 30s, like as a Chippendales dancer.
Okay.
What? Oh. Wait. I'm sorry. What?
Like, I don't know. Like, there was a picture that somebody found on the internet of Big Fatty, like, with hair, and he totally looked like a Chippendales dancer.
Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Poor Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And he totally looked like a Chippendales dancer.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1478 of the BFO for Wednesday the 25th of September 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Ah, little show. I got nothing. I've just got nothing. Big Freddy. Hello, sex kittens. Big Freddy, I didn't see any kittens. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, can you believe it? Can you believe it? Today, hump day, Wednesday the 25th of September. Y'all, it is exactly 3 months until Crema. Big Freddy, please. So, anyway, y'all, I'm just absolutely blown away. I say it every month, and I know I do that, but y'all, I'm just blown away by how quickly this year is just speeding by. But anyway, y'all, you are sex kittens today, because at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard my youngest daughter, Nessa. She was on the little show that Donna Sugars did out there in the Lost Wages, and she was talking about Berg Hardy being a Chippendales dancer. Big Freddy, please, we're trying to keep the Cheerios down by just listening. We don't need that image also, dear Gussie. But anyway, and so, and y'all, I'm still very much behind on a little show. So, yes, Big Freddy, we know. Y'all, I'm looking here at my list for today, and I mentioned it at the beginning of today's little show. But y'all, I got nothing on it. Not a damn thing on it. So I don't know what we'll do today. But there is one thing that we must take care of, isn't there, Poodle? Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 25th, y'all, can you believe, 90 days, 25th of September, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Now, y'all, I don't know if this person still listens to the BFO or not, but y'all, this person is guilty by association, Benny, because y'all, it is the second cousin twice removed of Miss Beva. You know, she's over there in the Faroe Islands, y'all. It is none other than the exiting of the birth canal of the one and only Michael in Stuttgart. Oh, Big Freddy, they're going to get that. Yes, I wonder if he's getting ready for Oktoberfest, probably. But anyway, and Michael, like I said, I don't know if you still listen or not, but if you don't, ask your cousin what's going on, and I'm sure she'll poke you in. Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about Miss Beaver poking anybody. But I'm sure she'll poke you and get you to listen to today's little show. But anyway, Big Freddy, I just have one question. Do you think Miss Beaver will make Michael a sheep cake?
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Gussie, y'all, y'all, we're gonna get all caught up on spotting Big Fatty today, and y'all, I hope we, I can get you to remedy that and send in your pictures, because you know, y'all, it just makes Big Fatty kerfuffle, just makes him kerfuffle, and y'all, our next picture here is from that Peter G. You know, he's over there in the Italian, Mussolini area, and I think he went to France, Mexico also. And y'all, he says, well, when Big Fatty loves his bacon, he really loves his bacon. And y'all, there's a Big Fatty, it's just volking you there with all your junk hanging out and rubbing bacon all over it. Well, you know, what better way to do it? And y'all, our very last picture over here at Spotting Big Fatty is... y'all, who did this? I believe it was that cheap blue guitar. No, who did this? Y'all, it's a picture of everybody at the Pride 48 over there. Y'all, it's just lovely. Big Fatty, I just love it. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I was wrong. Spotting Big Fatty posted that picture, but the cheap blue guitar, loved it. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just lovely. And yeah, you really do need to go over there and see it. It's really a lot of work that went into that. Big Fatty, don't you know it? Y'all, I got a little something from that Daniel Beaver. And y'all, he says, Big Fatty, I know you like these sort of things, and I know that Hat M loves to hear you read them. So, y'all, I've just got this. Y'all, this is a church. It's the church ladies. Well, isn't that special? Church ladies with typewriters. And it says, they're back. Those wonderful church bulletins. Thank hydrogen for the church ladies with typewriters. These sentences were actually appeared in church bulletins or were announced at a church service. And here we go. The fasting and prayer conference will include meals. Scouts are saving aluminum cans, bottles, and other items to be recycled. Proceeds will be used to cripple children. Big Fatty, it's awful. The sermon this morning, Jesus walks on the water. The sermon tonight, searching for Jesus. Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Bring your husbands. Y'all, I saw that one coming a mile away. Big Fatty, a mile away. Don't let worry kill you off. Let the church help. Big Fatty. Miss Charlene Mason sang, I will not pass this way again, giving obvious pleasure to the congregation. For those of you who have children and don't know it, we have a nursery downstairs. Next Thursday, there will be tryouts for the choir. They need all the help they can get. Irving Benson and Jesse Carter were married on October the 24th in the church. So ends a friendship that began in their school days. Big Fatty. A bean supper will be held on Tuesday evening in the church hall. Music will follow. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. At the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, what the hell? Come early and listen to our choir practice. Eight new choir robes are currently needed due to the addition of several new members and the deterioration of some older ones. Big Fatty, those old members, they just deteriorate. Eight. Please place your donation in the envelope along with the deceased person you want remembered. Big Fatty, that's not big enough for that envelope. The church will host an evening of fine dining, super entertainment, and gracious hostility. Big Fatty! Potluck supper Sunday at 5 p.m. Prayer and medication to follow. Big Fatty! The ladies of the church have cast off clothing of every kind. They may be seen in the basement on Friday afternoon. Big Fatty, I'm not going to that basement. This evening at 7 p.m., there will be a hymn singing in the park across from the church. Bring a blanket and come prepared to sin. Big The pastor would appreciate it if the ladies of the congregation would lend him their electric girdles for the pancake breakfast next Sunday. Big Fatty, I didn't know there was such a thing as an electric girdle. Low self-esteem support group will meet Thursday at 7. Please use the back door, Big Fatty. The eighth graders will be presenting Shakespeare's Hamlet in the church basement Friday at 7 p.m. The congregation is invited to attend this tragedy. Big Fatty! Weight Watchers will meet at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. Please use the large double door at the side entrance. Big Fatty, you can say that again. And this one just about sums up. Excuse me. And this one just about sums them all up. Dear Gussie, the associate minister unveiled the church's new campaign slogan last Sunday. I upped my pledge, up yours. Big Fatty, up yours. So anyway, Mr. Bieber, thank you so much for that. I just think that's just lovely. Y'all, let's just see what else we got here. You know that, y'all, that Paul, he's always sending me stuff. Let me just see how much time I got left here. Oh, Big Freddy, you got plenty of time. You just, Cat M's gonna be catatonic by the time this is over. Y'all, a woman goes to the hospital. What seems to be the problem? Asks the doctor. Something is terribly wrong. I keep finding postage stamps from Costa Rica in my vagina. Big Fatty Volga. The doctor had a look, chuckled, and said, those aren't postage stamps, my dear. They're the stickers off the bananas. Big Fatty, that's Volga. Oh, God. Okay, that one was pretty good. Big Fatty, it was Volga is what it was. Paul sends another one. Archie Bunker gets private area shaved by a female doctor. It says, there's no way that this doesn't make you laugh. Now, this is the old-fashioned humor. What a riot. All right, y'all, so this is... You remember Archie Bunker? He was on the All in the Families. It says, Archie Bunker gets his private area shaved by a female doctor. I've got to click on this. Okay, so here we go. Is it a video? Big Fatty, we don't need to... Oh, dear Gussie. I'll have to look at that later. Maybe I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Yes, Big Fatty, everybody would like to see Archie Bunker get his junk shaved. No, not really. Y'all, the Turnip Head has sent me something. And it says, what do you get when you mix a hippo, an elephant, and a rhino? Big Fatty, hell if I know. That's correct. Big Fatty, hell if I know. Big Fatty, that's silly. Oh, Lord. Y'all, let's see. Oh, here's something. Oh, y'all, this picture of... never mind. Paul, here's another one from Paul. Are you Catholic? Big Fatty, we're getting a lot of things from the church today. Three little boys were concerned because they couldn't get anyone to play with them, so they decided it was because they had not been baptized and did not go to Sunday school. So they went to the nearest church, but only the janitor was there. One little boy says, we need to be baptized because no one will come out and play with us. Will you baptize us? Sure, said the janitor. He took them to the bathroom and dunked their little heads in the toilet bowl one at a time. Then he says, you are now baptized. When they got outside, one of them asked, what religion do you think we are? The oldest one said, well, we're not Catholic because they pour the water on you. We're not Baptists because they dunk all of you in the water. We're not Methodists because they just sprinkle water on you. The littlest one said, did you smell that water? And they all joined in asking, yeah, what do you think it means? And he says, I think it means that we are Pispitarian. Big Fatty, that's vulgar also. So there's a Pispitarian. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. Four husbands, y'all. Okay, the local news station was interviewing an 80-year-old lady because she had just gotten married for the fourth time. The interviewer asked her questions about her life, about what it felt like to be marrying again at age 80, and then about her new husband's occupation. He's a funeral director, she answered. Interesting, the newsman thought. He then asked her if she wouldn't mind telling him a little bit about her first three husbands and what they did for a living. She paused for a few moments, needing time to reflect on all those years. After a short time, a smile came to her face and she answered proudly, explaining that she had first married a banker when she was in her 20s, then a circus ringmaster when in her 40s, and a preacher in her 60s, and now in her 80s, a funeral director. The interviewer looked at her quite astonished and asked why she had married four men with such diverse careers. She smiled and explained, I got one for the money, two for the show. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go. Oh, just hush up and send this one to someone who needs a laugh. Big Fatty, that was a good one. I liked that one. It wasn't vulgar at all. And, y'all, I've got some other little things here, but I think we'll probably save them for an upcoming little show. Y'all, and since I'm going to stop reading now, Poodle, is there anything you'd like to say? Yes, Big Fatty, I can tell you right now that over there in Mexico, where that Hat M is, there's one thing happening right now, and this is it. Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Michael, I hope you have a wonderful, just a wonderful celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Freddy, I sent him a card. I hope he gets it. Well, you know, that's mail to Mexico takes forever. Yes, Big Freddy, I should have sent it last month. But anyway, y'all don't forget, it's time to start getting your criminal list together. Yes, Big Freddy, we know. And even though, you know, I think that, you know, who knows? Big Fatty, would you like to know what's on my wish list? Poodle, I would absolutely love to know what's on your wish list. Well, Big Fatty, I'll defer to Nessa.
And he totally looked like a Chippendales dancer.
Oh, no, I want a cake in the shape of one with a kitty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.